I've had a great 3 hours. We have another half an hour or so to go. The lines are open. Please call us at 021-4460-567. SMS us at 31567. WhatsApp at 072-567-1567. We still want to know what your year has been like and what you're expecting for the coming year. And so please feel free to call us and let us know. I haven't been following this cricket, so I'm still wondering what's happened to players like Hashim Amla and these people. But you know, there's so many formats of the game these days. I can't keep up with it. You know, I know I'm grown up, so to speak, and I remember I was out of the country for a long time, and when I came back in 2011, I used to be a Western Province rugby supporter, and then I came back and I heard about the Stormers, and I just couldn't work out what was what anymore. You know, I'm not a nostalgic person, but it was just difficult to keep up with the franchises now. They're kings and they're knights and they're Trojans, and it was just way too much for me to deal with. But anyway, that's my issue. I want to move now to the Ocean View Residents Association march against gender-based violence. You know, we have with us on the line Derek Frank, who's has what his community calls a heart assignment. It goes like this. Yesterday at 2 p.m., there was a peaceful procession of awareness throughout Ocean View, as per Derek's lead. It was not an appeal for numbers. It was an appeal for awareness around gender-based violence. And he says, let's call out our fellow brothers, uncles, sisters, nephews, and say that if we see you or hear you mishandling our sisters, we will manhandle you. Enough of being scared. It's toxic men that create toxic societies, because toxic homes create toxic communities. We owe this to our female counterparts and to our children, because guess what? Toxic kids come from toxic homes. So that was what Derek has said. But so as we usher in the new year, let's turn a page and start doing what we can for our communities that are hurting. And this is the first step. So let me welcome on the line Derek. Good afternoon. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, Ismail.
How are you?
I'm very well this morning, eh?
That's very good, man. You're marching against gender-based violence. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
And are you getting a lot of support?
Well, yesterday we didn't have much support yesterday. I guess maybe because it was all play, you know, and everybody was just, you know, at the shops at that time. But in fact, we moved with what we had with us. We were about 6 adults, you know, and mostly small kids that was walking with us.
Right. I want to just focus in on a quote that's been attributed to you. This is one that says, let's call out our fellow brothers, uncles, dads, nephews, and says, is that correct? That was attributed to you.
Yes, that is the correct phrase that you are using there.
Yeah.
But in fact, what we decided yesterday with with those that came on board yesterday, you know, we did proceed with it, but in fact, we also concluded with this discussion that from there onwards, you know, we're going to go back, you know, and we're going to mobilize even churches to come on board. You see, they all to also to speak to their people, you know, so that we can basically proceed with this thing now in the new year as well.
Right. Yeah. The point, the one thing that stands out from there is, you know, while, you know, we generally, everybody should support, you know, and march against gender-based violence. It is horrific, and I sometimes think that we are the worst for it. But I'm a bit concerned with your the statement there that if we see you or hear you mishandling our sisters, we will manhandle you. Enough of being scared. Is that not encouraging a type of vigilantism? Because, you know, rape and gender-based violence is a violent act, and does this not reproduce violence once again?
What I'm trying, Ismail, in regarding to that, you know, not at all, not at all. That is not basically the picture, you know, that we will basically, when we say manhandling you, we're not saying that it will be a violent process that will take place, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we are saying there, right, we will come together and we will come as a support, you know, to those that is being victimized. All right?
Right.
That we will be there and we will basically walk with you irrespective of whatever may come, you know, that we will come under you and we will be there to protect and to see this thing that, you know, that it gets to the right places, get to the right, to the right people so that all the culprits can be dealt with, you know, according to law.
Right, according to law, that's the important part. But the thing the other thing that stands out is toxic kids come from toxic homes, and so we ought to address it then at the level of the families too, at the parents. Isn't that correct?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah, so parents should be doing a lot more to teach their children and as part of a wider community awareness program. And this is what you're doing. How would you comment on that?
In fact, in regard to that, for what we have seen, you know, for what we have seen, basically, because remember, we stay here, mm-hmm. right? And what we have seen, basically, on the rising side, you know, it is that mostly young kids are getting involved, you know, in activities. And when we did a survey in regarding to that, we come to find out that is from homes, you know, homes that they come from where these things are being introduced. The kids are being basically, you know, being reared up, you know, in homes, you know, where people have no respect or whatsoever of the society. So the kids, you know, it's easy for kids to catch on, you know, on these type of things, you know, and you find them, you know, you find them basically doing and saying things and you stand amazed because, you know, where does this all come from? You hear what I'm saying?
Right.
And we have a deeper look into that and we find out, you know, is that from the certain homes, that's why we point out to, you know, to the fact that, you know, these toxic men, you know, with these kind of mindset and operations, you see, it is basically now reflecting to the kids coming from those kind of homes. So we just want to stop that.
Right.
You hear me?
Absolutely. Now, if anybody wants to get involved and or provide you with support, you know, how should they go about it? Where do they get hold of you? And that's the one question. And the other question is, do you have any institutional support from the local government or municipality?
At this very stage, if anybody wants to get, come on board on this thing, they can call me on my cell phone number. All right, it's 0721536280. All right, that's my personal cell number. And no, we don't have support from municipality, you know, but we do. We did put it out there, you know, to the church board, right, of Ocean View, mm-hmm. the fraternal, right, it's where all the local churches, you know, they are on board there. All right, so we're basically now having discussions with them in regarding to support of this whole, you know, of this whole move that we had in mind.
So I'm glad we hope you do get support from the community because this gender-based violence is not an isolated trend in South Africa. It is quite widespread, and it requires a more broader systemic approach from the government, but also it really is up to us as well individually as men, males, and to because we must be aware of the kids that we're bringing up, that we're raising, because it becomes they to avoid them becoming sort of a culturally acceptable to treat women badly, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I totally agree with you, Ismail. I totally agree with you. But I believe this is a new year, you know, and I believe that everybody, you know, that the discussions that we have, you know, with those that is available and right. on board, at this ready state. We believe that we are moving in that right direction, and we believe that, you know, that that in fact will become, you know, a project for this year, you know, 2020, to see, you know, our community change, to see people, you know, I'm looking out for each other, to see people coming, you know, and join hands and make a chain connection, you know, to see changes in our community.
All right. That was thank you very much, Derek. That was Derek Frank from the Ocean View Residents March Against Gender-Based Violence, which is certainly a very important initiative and an important in general, because from my personal view is that South Africa is an especially violent place towards women in particular, and the death of Yenene just continues to hang over me, because I've been to that post office so many times with a friend, and she still goes there, and she used to go there by herself, and so we have a very visceral sort of feeling, and it's, South Africa is not a safe place for women, but that is a generalization. The point I'm trying to make is that we should be aware of what we're doing, and it starts with children.